Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You have Sierra and Mimi here, and we are continuing our Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
Our Myers-Briggs
Series.
What? Series. Oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm missing a word. What's the word?
Yeah. We're discussing the Myers-Briggs personalities and astrology. Today's episode is going to be about the Sentinels, which is actually the most common group, which is funny because it's the one that we have like very few example charts of.
I know. I know.
All of our listeners are pretty much INFJs, but I'm excited maybe someone out there is like curious about their Sentinel personality and astrology.
Yeah. Yeah. If this is the first time you're listening, we have two other episodes already out and the fourth and final one coming soon. And those were the analysts and the, what was the
diplomats.
Other one? Diplomats. Exactly. So the analysts and the diplomats. Yeah, we are the diplomats. So Myers-Briggs, we're going to get into the 16 different personalities. We've already got 8 out. You're going to get 4 here. And before we do that, don't forget to check us out on Instagram and TikTok at the Stars Made Me podcast. You can also find us on Patreon. We have an amazing community over there, patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit. We have 3 tiers. The lowest one is $3. The highest one is $9. And on all of them, you're part of our awesome Discord community where we're always chatting astrology amongst other awesome and fun and silly
just
and
sharing
serious
selfies.
Yeah, we're just like
music. Yeah, just connecting.
It's a great community, and that's on Discord, which is part of our Patreon. And then we also have a second podcast over there, which is Transits and Tangents, where we go over the astrology weather report for the upcoming week and let you know what's going on actually in real time with the stars. And the second tier is where you get half those episodes, and the third tier you get all of them. So check that out on Patreon. And without further ado, let's get into the Sentinels.
The Sentinels, which, you know what, I looked up what Sentinels meant because I sometimes the way that my Aries Mercury in the 8th house works is like, I have a feeling of what that word means. So that's what that word means. But I actually decided to look it up because I was like, I feel like I don't really know what that word means.
my Mercury in the 12th house is exactly that.
It's like I'm pretty intuitive about what things mean, but no, I figured
anyways,
I would actually do my research for you guys. So a sentinel, the definition is a soldier or guard whose job is to stand and keep watch. So I kind of felt like sentinel to me was guardian angel energy, but this is more like soldier, guard, like bodyguard energy.
Ooh, bodyguard energy. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't know about the Myers-Briggs personalities, it's a personality test, and there are 16 different results. Like Sierra said, we've got 8 already discussed. We're going to discuss 4 more today. And it's based off of whether someone is introverted versus extroverted, intuitive versus observant, which is another word for sensing, the S, feeling versus thinking, or judging versus prospecting/perceiving. Basically have been doing intuitive versus sensing, but for my research in the Sentinel personalities, I saw that they talked about S being observant rather than being sensing, and that actually shifted everything about how I see the intuitive versus sensing. Because sensing to me seems still quite intuitive, but adding observant into it is more watchful, and it's more almost analytical in a way.
I really like that. I like the idea of observant because it's it's just a mode that maybe takes priority instead of the I've got a feeling about something. It's, oh, I'm noticing all of these little things.
Yeah. So the Sentinels here, they all share what they have in common is that they both share S and J, which is observant and judging. And then personality wise, they're very cooperative. They really like to work with others. They're practical. They're grounded. They take pride in their good character and they're competent. So already with Sentinels, it's deep, deep earth energy.
Yes.
They seek order and security. They are self-motivated and because they don't need external inspiration to be productive and focused. They find that within themselves. And then following a proven method makes more sense to them than swanning around in search of innovation. That's a quote I found, which was swanning around. I've never heard that term before. But their motto is, if it works, don't break it.
Man, this is just like hardcore Earth. That
yeah.
quote is Taurus to me. If it works, don't break it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right. Because I think that for most of these, I feel a lot of Capricorn and Virgo Same. Energy. But yeah, that is a yes. little bit of Taurus there. Which is funny that, you know, so few of our listeners are Sentinels, or listeners who gave us their information on the questionnaire. We have a Google form questionnaire where you can give us your chart and your Myers-Briggs personalities, and we kind of look at them at the end of these episodes. But it's funny that we don't have a lot of people who shared their charts as Sentinels, because Earth signs aren't really like too, you know, this isn't their mode. This isn't their way of living. Astrology and anything like spiritual or self-reflective, like they're more dealing with the tangible stuff. And
yeah,
finding yourself is not super tangible. That being said, I have a lot of Taurus placements. Like, I find it valuable to know yourself. But it's funny that this is the most common umbrella and we don't have example charts for it.
And also, there's no N here. There's no intuitive. And we have gotten the most responses from N's of the Myers-Briggs yeah. personalities. Because, of course, yeah. you know, astrology just feels like it falls under that area where it's, you know, I feel like I could get more information from this. You know, it's a little bit more mm-hmm. of that feeling seeking as opposed to that tangible seeking, I guess.
Yeah, we have more like the tarot astrology audience as opposed to the like astronomy astrology audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
so all of that, Sentinels would much rather guide a single project to completion than start and abandon a bunch of interesting ideas. So again, very cardinal, very fixed. And then they're very invested in their relationships and in cooperation. So that's where I found Virgo really coming in, because Capricorn is not, I mean, Capricorn likes to delegate, but it is on top. Whereas Virgo is willing, more of a team player, and Sentinels yeah. are very much team players. They put in the hard work and they also expect it from others, but they also do it to support their loved ones, not just to be the ones who are doing it.
Yeah, this seems like very much a, you know, because of Sentinels, the things get done, not things get started, or things get like, I don't know. It just seems like the type of people that are like, okay, let's make sure that we're all working together. Let's do the actual thing that we need to do. And let's make sure that we're all taking, you know, we're all partaking, and I'm doing my part so that we can get everything done.
There's almost a small nuance of, or nudge of, Aquarius energy in there with the being connected with others who are also interested in the same goals as you. So, you know, with Capricorn and Aquarius giving a little bit of their flavor, this is very like Saturnian. And then we think about that it Sentinel means a soldier or a guard, like that's extremely Saturnian.
Yeah. And I like the Virgo that you brought into it, because it's being of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything that I am pulling information-wise on these Myers-Briggs personalities are from 16personalities.com. It's really such a fantastic resource. So if you're looking at your personality, they have so much information. This quote that I have from 16 Personalities is, they work behind the scenes to make everyone's lives run as smoothly as possible, even if that means taking on unglamorous tasks like remembering to buy toilet paper or handling their family's income taxes. And that, again, is where there's a lot of Virgo flair, but also, again, a little bit of Libra too. I'm almost feeling like this is very earth forward with like air wings, you know, if we were gonna throw some Enneagram into it too.
I love just mixing all of the personalities all together these, yeah. and then slapping astrology as the umbrella over it all.
exactly. So that's the umbrella for the Sentinels. We're gonna get into more detail about each one of these personalities right now.
Yeah. So the four that we're going over are going to be, like Mimi said, we have the S and J. We're going over ISTJ, ISFJ, ESTJ, and ESFJ. So we are starting with the logisticians, which is the ISTJ. So introverted, sensing, which Mimi explained can be observing and thinking and judging. And this makes up 11.6% of the population, as opposed to like when we were talking about the majority of our listeners, the INTPs, the 1.8%. Because if you think about it, there's 16 personalities and this one, the logisticians, are 11.6. And I also want to put out there just a little caveat. In our first group of the analysts, there is the logicians. So that is different from the logisticians, because at first my brain was like, wait a minute, we've done this one, but a little different.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are the semantics of like, what is the difference between a logician and a logistician? What is the difference there semantically?
I do not know.
So curious. Well, we're going to find out personality-wise what the difference is.
Yep. I know. I'm like, my ENFP self isn't feeling it, so I don't know.
I want to look at the difference, actually, between logician and logistician. I just want to see what their... Logician is INTP, and logistician is ISTJ. So they both have I and T. They're both introverted and thinking. But whereas the logician is intuitive and perceiving, the logistician is observant and judging.
Yeah. So this seems a little more, let's say, earthy as opposed to maybe watery.
This is a lot more logic minded, even though the logician is obvious. Like the logician is a very... rare personality type because it is analytical, but it's also using its intuition. Whereas this logistician is very much like proof. I need the proof. I need to see the proof, and I need the proof to be calculable.
Yep, exactly. So let's get into it. Logisticians. While ISTJs may not be particularly flashy or attention-seeking, they do more than their share to keep society on a sturdy, stable foundation. In their families and in their communities, people with this personality type often earn respect for their reliability, their practicality, and their ability to stay grounded and logical even in the most stressful situations. So like that already is giving me very Capricorn Taurus. So and Capricorn. I mean, all the earth signs, but like really Capricorn with the reliability and the like earning respect really
being the one person that everyone looks to, like, because I think Taurus is obviously extremely reliable, but Capricorn is the one that's given the title of reliable.
Exactly. It's leader energy. It's like, we know you for this.
The leader.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. They believe that there is a right way to proceed in any situation, and that anyone who pretends otherwise is probably trying to bend the rules to suit their own desires. They are quick to own up to their mistakes, admitting the truth, even if it doesn't make them look good or if it makes other people uncomfortable. They'd rather satisfy their own conscience than lie to impress someone else. Oh my God,
now
the integrity.
That is not Capricorn.
But like it's lighting my Capricorn placements up.
Yeah, but Capricorn is not quick to own up to their mistakes.
What? I mean...
Neither is Taurus. I think that
I would say
is very Virgo, the humility factor. Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. Well, sometimes they can appear rigid or unempathetic. Their judgment often stems from their unwavering commitment to reliability and structure. Okay. So again, that feels Capricorn, but also a little bit Taurus too, where I'm unwavering. You know?
Yeah.
And then we have ISTJ personalities aren't known for expressing their emotions readily, but that doesn't mean that they don't feel frustration or resentment when they're pulling more than their weight. Yeah. I mean, this is just so Capricorn in so many ways.
I know. I was like, there's not much to discuss with the logistician because it is very archetypical, where like some of the other ones are very, you know, there's a strong flavor of one archetype, but there's also a strong flavor of another totally contrasting one. Whereas this feels like it is so Capricorn archetype. And if we really wanted to expand it further, like, okay, Earth archetype.
Exactly. And yes, because I pretty much all of them, we've had a blend. But I remember with the ENFPs, which is what I am, it was just screaming Sagittarius. And this one is really screaming Capricorn. It is.
Yeah.
Earthy as fuck.
Well, yeah, like there's rigidity, there's traditionalism, and there's respect in there.
Reliability.
I think the only thing, reliability, like love for the system. Like, I think that the only thing that pulls away from Capricorn is just how invested they are in their loved ones' like well-being, which Capricorn does. Capricorn wants to provide and take care of mm-hmm. others, but almost ISTJ feels more of a team player, which is where that Virgo really comes in.
Yes, agreed. Absolutely. So we have the strengths here are honest, disciplined, responsible, calm, practical, organized. And all of that, honestly, just that list feels more Virgo to me than anything that we read.
Yeah.
And then we have the weaknesses, stubborn, insensitive, judgmental, by the book, which that feels...
It was Cap Taurus.
Cap Taurus, exactly. So... Earthy yeah. AF. And so we do not have example charts from this, but I did pull some celebrities. And again, I feel like we mentioned George Washington and Queen Elizabeth already, but I'm like, how do we even know for sure that that's what they are? But anyways, on my same resource that right. came up again for George Washington and Queen Elizabeth. But then we also have Henry Ford, which that just feels so legit to me because it's yeah. like... I mean, it's entrepreneurial energy as far as the Capricorn, but like there's something about making like the whole idea, like from what I do know, which I am not an expert here, but the things that stuck with me when I did learn about Henry Ford were that it was the goal was to make something that was accessible to everybody. Like that was the goal of making, you know, mm-hmm. all the Ford like vehicles that were accessible to everybody and all the parts coming together. And so I just thought that was very, it felt very earthy. Mm-hmm. It felt very entrepreneurial, but at the same time, I don't know, just very structure. Felt very structure from everything that I knew about that. Then we have Jeff Bezos. So again, whoa. Another like huge.
But does he care for people? I don't know.
No, but I mean, just the earthiness of like getting tangible things easily accessible
yeah, he's
to a large public.
Ruling the capitalist yeah. world. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah. I really like Robert yeah. De Niro for this, though, because I feel like he's a safe grandpa figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could trust him.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm putting trust in others that have been mentioned, but yeah, we have no, Robert De Niro, yeah. Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts, and Billy Bob Thornton. And I thought that like, okay, so like Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts, Billy Bob Thornton, something about them, like I would never put those three names together, but when I have them next to each other, I do see a very solid energy. Like I feel like those people
yeah,
are
they
very
they could take
sure.
care of you in a crisis.
Yes, exactly. And they're, you know,
Billy Bob Thornton might kind of fuck up a little, but he has good intentions.
Billy Bob Thornton is one of those actors that like for so many years just enraged me every time I saw him. Like I'm just like fucking Billy Bob Thornton. I like no reason, like just because, you know. And then recently I was like, you know, I appreciate so much that he's an actor that can cause me to have that much feeling towards one thing, you know. I'm like, oh, fucking Billy Bob Thornton. And now I'm like, I appreciate you and your like little niche of acting.
No,
that
I just
really...
need to get you on board of that same train with Michelle Trachtenberg.
No. I think it's over for him for sorry it's over for her and who's my other one, Chad Michael Murray. Like just give it up. I'm never gonna be okay with them.
It's so random.
It is random. Anyways, I digress. Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, those just together, seeing them, I can see the sturdiness. The we know what we're gonna get from you. You know, like we know what we're going to get from you. And also, I don't see those people as like, not that the spotlight hasn't found them, but I also don't see them as overly seeking the spotlight. Mm. Does that make sense?
Maybe. I mean, Julia Roberts, I think. Yeah, I guess you're right. Like the spotlight has just found them. I mean, of course, we're talking about celebrities. So spotlight has found every single one of these. But they've really like these are all big names, names that they're like. Their names are a legacy at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. There you go. So those are the ISTJ logisticians.
I also think that, like, you're right. Like, how can we know that these are their personalities? But I assume that probably at some point they tested as this. And the thing with Myers-Briggs is that you can change over time. Like, I think I've changed once, but since getting INFJ, I've stayed INFJ. But, you know, you can change over the course of your life because you change. Your reactions to the world around you changes. So maybe there are celebrities or historical figures that show up in two different personalities because they did show up as two different personalities at some point.
That's
in their
a
life.
Really good point. Yeah.
So the next one that we've got is the Defenders, ISFJ. This is the most common personality at 13.8% of the population. So that means they are introverted, they are sensing or observant, they are feeling, and they are judging. So they're observing others, they are feeling judging what other people are feeling, and then they are judging the shit out of you. And they're introverts, so they're just having really good gossip in their own heads. All right, so from 16 personalities, we've got hardworking and devoted. These personalities feel a deep sense of responsibility to those around them. Although they're introverted, ISFJ personalities have a deeply social nature. Thanks to their ability to remember the details of other people's lives, they have a special talent for making their friends and acquaintances feel seen, known, and cherished. There's almost, I mean, this is almost Taurus in a way, but I actually almost feel like this is an introverted Leo energy too.
Ooh,
of that their friends are so important to them, but that the earth wins and that they are more stoic in their nature, but that they have such a deep care for their friends.
Yeah, I almost get a little flavor of Cancer in there.
With
the details and special talents, making their friends feel seen and known and cherished.
Yeah.
That feels very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They rarely demand recognition for all that they do, preferring instead to operate behind the scenes, which, again, really fits with Cancer. I like that a lot. Cancer, one of the archetypes, is the invisible man. So, makes sense.
Yeah.
People with this personality type are known for dropping everything and lending a hand whenever a friend or family member is going through a hard time. For ISFJs, good enough is rarely good enough. People with this personality type can be meticulous to the point of perfectionism. I mean, could you fucking pull a better sentence out of Virgo? Like, that is, like, I love that you brought up Cancer because you're right that behind the scenes and wanting others to feel cherished is so spot on, but also behind the scenes is very Virgo too,
for sure.
And you get some of that earthiness, that desire to be a reliable friend, reliable family member. Mm-hmm. Continuing on, despite their hard work and consistency, ISFJ personalities are still known for their humility, Virgo. They rarely seek the spotlight for the things they do, but that doesn't mean that they are okay with being unnoticed or unappreciated. I feel like, so interesting. This is the most common personality type too. Like, we're all just out, and not we, I'm not this, but like, we're just all out here in the world trying to be like the best friend and family member and doing things behind the scenes and not getting recognition, but kind of wanting recognition.
Yeah. Oh, that is really interesting, because the difference between this defender versus the logistician is that we have the thinking versus feeling.
Yeah.
And with that feeling element, like, we see how we, like, really, I don't know, kind of shifted from Capricorn Taurus to really a lot more Virgo and pulled in some, like, Cancer energy there with that feeling part.
Totally.
Which is... Yeah,
you know, I'm going to continue throwing a little bit of Leo in there for that feeling, that like following your heart mentality rather than being so following the head, or, you know, and, you know, Capricorn and Taurus aren't known for following their heads, which is why I think throwing a little Aquarius in the logistician would make sense. But but they are so stoic, whereas this ISFJ, still introverted, but not quite as stoic. It's more involved in its loved ones' lives because it's got that feeling factor. It's more emotionally invested.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the strengths for the ISFJ, the defender, is they are supportive, they are reliable, enthusiastic, and hardworking. And then the weaknesses are that they can be overly humble, they can be repressed, reluctant to change, and possibly too altruistic.
Yeah, there is still so much heavy earth energy there because the, you know, reliable, supportive, hardworking, you know, I would not put enthusiastic on earth, but, you know, the other ones I would. But then the weaknesses.
Capricorn can, like, be enthusiastic, though. It's just more painted as ambitious.
Exactly. You're right. With the weaknesses of the overly humble, that just Virgo repressed, you know.
That means more in the same light as, like, not asking for recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's very Cancer.
And reluctant to change is earthy in general. But, obviously we have more of that Taurus reluctance than others. But I just put that as an earth element too. Yeah. So
that's fascinating. I like this personality a lot. I like the description of it. It seems more balanced, less like concentrated archetype as the logistician.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I don't like you logisticians, whoever's out there listening. This is their first episode and they're like, they fucking hate me. What the hell? Not true at all. I just like the more feeling element to this personality.
We actually had so many for this. So we don't have example charts, but for the celebrities, I feel like we have so many. Obviously all celebrities are well known, but as I was going through the list, I was like, oh my God, this person and this person and that person. It was so many that I immediately knew. And it makes sense in a way of this being the most common personality type. So for our celebrities for ISFJ, we have Jimmy Carter, Kate Middleton, Prince Charles, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks. Like,
I just try to imagine Mother Teresa taking, like, a BuzzFeed quiz.
Do I wish I had more recognition? You know, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Mother Teresa.
But then we also have Tiger Woods, Halle Berry, Bruce Willis, Anne Hathaway, Christopher Walken, Gwyneth Paltrow, Elijah Wood, Vin Diesel. Like, these are all names that we've just, I don't know, celebrity.
Yeah, so well known.
Just so well known, but also somehow, like, everyday people in the celebrity world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you think about, like, I don't know, Christopher Walken, like, it's almost surprising that he's an actor because he could be your crazy neighbor, you know? Like, Elijah Wood could be the person that, you know, you went to high school with, or I don't know, like, it just seems like they are really, even Kate Middleton, like, marrying into royalty, and she brings such a, I don't know, like, she brings a grounded, realistic, but also, like, warm and relatable is the word I'm going for. Relatable energy.
Yeah, the totally to relatable. People. I mean, Anne Hathaway has such a relatable, ugh. I mean, that's, like, her whole thing is that she's such a relatable person. And she does bring, she's so feeling. I know you do. She's so feeling. And that introverted sense, too, like, there's something about this personality that even though they're introverted, they're open. It's not a closed off, like, stoic, introverted personality. It's very much like someone who is at one with their introverted nature and, like, but still lets people in, still wants to take care of others.
And that's the thing, because, again, we have the introverted, but we have the feeling, too. And because introverted, I think we often, in general, like, not confuse, but use as synonyms, like being introverted and shy. Whereas I'm an extrovert, but I can definitely be shy in situations. Yeah. Or introverts can be very outgoing. And so outgoing, I think that there's that feeling and caring element that we mentioned with ISFJs that, you know, brings that openness that you mentioned of this personality and having lots of people and caring about people, but the way in which introverts recharge is by themselves. And so I can definitely, like, maybe see that underappreciated nature where they're like, I did so much and now I am completely depleted at the end of the day because I am an introvert and I do need to recharge and I don't maybe have the recognition for everything that I did because people are seeing me in this very, like, giving way, but I'm also really needing to receive some energy, some maybe thanks, you know, for everything that I'm doing. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I know why I like this personality. It's me, but with S instead of N. That's why I relate to it so much. Which, how freaking crazy is that INFJ is the least common personality and ISFJ is the most. And there's only that one difference, the intuitive versus observant.
You're right.
Wow, that's really wild.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the executives.
Yes.
So the executives are ESTJ. We have extroverted, sensing or observant, thinking, and judging. And they make up 8.7 of the population. So again, like, I mean, these are relatively high numbers in comparison to the other, you know, statistics that we've brought from the other personality types. So these executives were like, I just like the idea of that already I'm thinking Capricorn, you know, but yeah, we'll see. Right. we have embracing the values of honesty and dedication. Oh, okay. Already feeling more Taurus than Capricorn just by that sentence. But ESTJs are valued for their mentorship mindset and their ability to create and follow through on plans in a diligent and efficient manner. They will happily lead the way on difficult paths and they won't give up when things become stressful. Ooh.
I mean, that's just all three earth signs right there.
All of them.
And I actually, just thinking about ESTJ as like what they stand for, this feels like someone who, like, I almost want to throw Sag in the mix a little bit. Like, there's a little bit of a, I'm noticing everything around me and I'm not worrying about what I say or what I, like, I'm just going to say what I think about it because of that judging, like, putting themselves more inserting themselves into a situation and like having a very logical way of thinking about things. They're not including emotion into the mix so much, which, you know, Sagittarius being a fire sign is more passionate than it is emotional. So I don't know.
Okay. Embracing the values of honesty. Yes. Very Sagittarius and mentorship mindset feels very Sagittarian as well, because it is that kind of, you know, I want to give my wisdom and the teacher. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So
and Virgo
have...
also rules mentors. So it makes sense that, you know, Virgo's in that mix too.
Absolutely. That was so earthy. The whole first line there. ESTJs are classic images of the model citizen. They help their neighbors, uphold the law, and try to make sure that everyone participates in the communities and organizations they hold so dear, which is very... You know, it's not just I'm participating in them. It is a neighborly aspect. There's something Gemini a little bit about that, too, where, you know, we all need to participate in our community. It's not a one person job. It's all of us.
Yep. Yeah. I'm almost feeling the least amount of Capricorn in this one so far.
Agreed. The other two have much more Capricorn. This feels like there is more of a mutability and more of a sociability as opposed to goal oriented.
Yeah. Yeah, which makes sense with the extroverted.
Exactly. ESTJ personalities lead by example, demonstrate a dedication and purposeful honesty and utter rejection of laziness and cheating. If anyone
okay, well, there
declares...
goes Taurus and Sag.
Yeah, right? If anyone declares hard manual work to be an excellent way to build character, it's ESTJs. Okay, yeah,
I mean,
that was
so Taurus.
We dropped Sagittarius in that one, but Sagittarius does not have time for
any of that.
For rejecting laziness, cheating, or by hard work building character. Yeah. And I can say that I am a Sagittarius. It's fine. Okay. Their surety?
Good? Yeah.
Surety? What is this word?
Surety. It's like certainty, but you're sure. It's surety.
I don't know why this is striking me so much. It's just such a silly word.
I also don't.
I can't do it. Their surety of their knowledge means that, even against heavy resistance, they stick to their principles and push an unclouded vision of what is and is not acceptable. This feels so black and white.
It's interesting because this is almost like the plus side of Taurus being so stubborn, is that they are so dedicated and they will complete a project, like it will get done. And that being a part of their characters is so important.
Yeah. ESTJs don't work alone and they expect their reliability and worth work ethic to be reciprocated. People with this personality type meet their promises, and if their partner or coworkers jeopardize them through incompetence, laziness, or worse still, dishonesty, they do not hesitate to show their disappointment. This can earn them a reputation for inflexibility, but not because ESTJs are arbitrarily stubborn, but rather because they truly believe that these values are what makes society work. Yeah, that, I mean, so there's Taurus there, there's Virgo there. I mean, we have like a really dedicated, this is what I feel like when I mean, as somebody who has a Capricorn and Sagittarius stellium, this blend, I feel like, is my Sagittarius Cap blend, because I really like, you know, the things in which I'm inflexible when it comes to things that I value and honesty and, you know, that kind of energy behind there.
Transparency being the easiest thing to do. Yes. You know, like not trying to play any games.
Yes, exactly. Which I think it's just interesting, this a reputation for being inflexible, but it's more, you know, coming from a dedication to values.
I mean, and again, there's like that Aquarius energy where it's, they're so committed to the cause, like they, and Aquarius Virgo in a way, that they're so devoted to a system because the system is in an effort to complete and, you know, achieve goals within their cause, yeah, their belief, their,
I like that Aquarius,
their social like desires.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so continuing here, the main challenge for ESTJ personalities is to recognize that not everyone follows the same path or contributes in the same way. A true leader recognizes the strength of the individual as well as that of the group and helps bring those individual ideas to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. I like the idea of Aquarius coming in there. Because Aquarius is a fixed sign, but fixed to their ideas. And, but Aquarius is also very good at pulling all of the, you know, differences that people bring and the different perspectives people bring to something. But I can see it being a challenge for some of that Aquarian energy to recognize that because it doesn't go along with their ideas, that it could still be a value. But I also think they're very capable of that once they, you know, lean into the air a little bit more. So I think that that definitely could be a player here.
Yeah.
And then there, so the strengths for ESTJs are dedicated, strong-willed, direct and honest, loyal and patient. That's very Taurus. And then weaknesses, weaknesses, inflexible, uncomfortable with change. Yep, yep. Judgment, social status seekers, difficulty relaxing and expressing emotion. Ooh,
yeah, those last two Aquarius are pretty Capricorn, though. Oh, yeah. Well, but I don't think of Aquarius as social status seekers, you know? Like, I think that if that comes, they're like glad to have the power. Yeah, expressing emotion for sure. And difficulty relaxing. But the social status seekers, that's more like Capricorn, like when Capricorn's ego gets in the way. Whereas when Aquarius's ego gets in the way, it's not because they're not getting status. It's because their idea isn't being respected, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. The social status seekers, difficulty relaxing and expressing emotion can absolutely be Capricornian, you know?
Yeah. But that uncomfy with change and flexible. It's interesting, judgment too, like being judgmental of others. I could put that as being quite Virgo, just in that it has a perfect way things should be or should look. Yep. And when it doesn't look or isn't that way, they can get a little judgmental there.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. So for our ESTJ celebrities, we have Andrew Jackson, Michelle Obama, Sandra Day O'Connor, Daisy Ridley, Uma Thurman, Alec Baldwin, and Joan Rivers.
I don't really like know any of these super, like, these aren't personality types of celebrities that I really know.
Yeah, I agreed. And I think that that's interesting because I feel like we can get a vibe from the other ones, yet from these, it's a little bit like, I know of you. I know, like,
Michelle Obama and Joan Rivers in the same class. That's absolutely bizarre. Those are the only two that personality wise I know. Like, I love Uma Thurman. I enjoy Alec Baldwin's work, but like, I don't know their personalities as individuals. Whereas Joan Rivers and Michelle Obama, they kind of made, you know, had to have their personalities on show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I think the fact that ESTJs, there were so many different zodiac signs thrown into it, that goes to show like the wide variety of personality types that we have in the celebrities.
I really like that, how you put that. Yeah, I agree. Because it's just interesting because they are extroverts too. So you would think that we would get a maybe clearer picture, because I think when we tend to have the extroverted energy, especially with celebrities, we're like, okay, yeah, obviously, because they are putting their energy externally out there without depletion in the same way that the introverted energy, you know, is functioning. But yeah, this seems like they all have their own agenda. You know, they all have their own, maybe not agenda, but they all have their own individual nature. Like, maybe I really am liking the more and more we're talking about this, the Aquarian energy, because they're all doing something in a very different way, but they're all very dedicated to their own individual way of doing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I said, I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
All right, if we have any ESTJs listening out there, because we don't have any example charts, I would love to hear your thoughts and feelings. Well, literally any of the personality types, but I would like to hear your thoughts and feelings on...
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting that both of the introverted personalities of the Sentinels, I feel like I know I can get their personalities even more. And there's something to be said about like the social media age that we're in and how introverts are not presenting as introverts in the public, because when you're in front of a camera, you're still alone, you know, like if you're doing, I mean, not when you're on set or anything, but if you're doing an interview and these celebrities are showing us their personalities, they're doing an interview, it's one person and a camera. You can be an introvert with one person. I mean, there's still social anxiety and all of that, but it's not as draining as when you're in a party setting and there's a lot of different personalities to be like coping around. And I feel the same as an introvert. I come across as very outgoing because I'm very comfortable in front of a camera. I'm by myself. That's when I feel most charged. And with this extrovert personality type, the ESTJ, they might be too busy like being extroverts in their real life to actually show the public what their personality looks like. They're too busy with their cause and with their networking.
That's what I was just thinking. I was thinking that of these personalities that I do know, I think I know more about their causes than I do about them. Mm. I think I know what work they're doing, not maybe, you know, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't feel like I don't have a clear idea of who they are more, but I have a clearer idea of, oh, like, okay, you have this TV show. Oh, okay, you have this organization. Oh, okay. Your work a lot more than you.
The relatability factor isn't as important. Whereas with like cancer was so, the relatability factor is great so that you can help someone feel safe. You need to be relatable. Whereas with Aquarius energy, this ESTJ vibe, they don't need to be relatable.
No.
They just need someone to be on board.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Fascinating. All right. So the last one we've got for today are the consoles, ESFJ. So extroverted, sensing, observant, feeling, and judging. And this makes up 12% of the personality of the population. So let's get into it. They are much more likely to form close bonds with people who share their same values and opinions. But regardless of other people's beliefs, ESFJ personalities still strongly believe in the power of hospitality and good manners, and they tend to feel a sense of duty to those around them. There's a lot to unpack there. What are your thoughts?
That is a lot to unpack there. A sense of duty to those around them makes me feel a little bit like I'm feeling earthy for all of these, makes me feel a little Virgo. And and also, you know, regardless of other people's beliefs, because there is Virgos very they're very dedicated to what they believe in. And, you know, they are in service of what they believe in. But hospitality and good manners, there is something almost Libra.
Thank you. Yes.
You know? Yeah. Is that what you were thinking?
And I actually even, yeah, like there was a little flavor of Libra in there. And I think like likely to form close bonds with people who share their same values and opinions. I think Libra's likely to do that because it means that they don't have to play diplomat around the people who have the same thoughts and opinions as them, you know, or they don't,
right.
You know, they can actually talk about what their interests are because they don't have to worry about like advocating. It's just two people who agree. And even like the regardless of other people's beliefs, ESFJ personalities still strongly believe in the power of hospitality and good manners. It's like that's where the Libra diplomacy comes in too.
Yeah.
So they take seriously their responsibility to give back, serve others, and do the right thing, Virgo AF. And they believe that there is a clear right thing to do in nearly every situation. While some personality types adopt a more lenient live-and-let-live attitude, ESFJs may find it difficult to not judge when someone takes a path that strikes them as misguided. So there's almost a little bit of self-righteousness in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Like
it's a little more self, you know, well, this is the way I would do it, therefore this is the right way to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me that they are still a feeling personality, though, because that seems quite thinky, like, oh, that logically does not make sense. Why would you? It's like when someone is in a relationship that you're like, that's not good for you. It's more, that's your logical side being like, that is not good for you. Why are you doing that? But feeling is like, oh, but I understand, like, I have empathy for the person in the situation. So I feel like ESFJ, even though they are feeling, they have a very logical way of looking at their loved one's choices.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have the J part, too, which is...
Yes, the judging.
The judging part, which is, again, one of those, you know, it's a little more tangible.
Which actually kind of goes straight into the next point. These personalities tend to be on the opinionated side, but these opinions aren't arbitrary. They're often based on a deep respect for tradition. So that's where we kind of get away from Libra, because Libra is not known for having a strong opinion. This is more like... Well, not, no, because I was going to say Sag, but deep respect for tradition is not Sag. Sag is a new age. Sag is like new explorative. So that's kind of more of a Capricorn vibe.
Capricorn is tradition, yeah.
Yeah, and they're opinionated. They have strong ideals.
Yep.
People with the ESFJ personality type can always be spotted at a party. They're the ones fluttering around, making sure that everyone is having a good time. But make no mistake, they don't just breeze through other people's lives. Loyal to the core, they build lasting relationships, and they can be counted on to show up whenever a helping hand or a listening ear is needed. I love this. I love a perfect blend of Libra and Capricorn.
Yeah. And like, right? Which is interestingly bringing in some Virgo flavor, you know?
Yes.
Because of for the earth signs, Virgo is the mutable one, which I just feel like mutable energy in general is airy, you know. But there is, there's something there about I'm moving around, I'm here and there, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm here when you need me.
Yeah. And maybe even throw in a little bit of Cancer.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
You know, there's a strong care for others, but there's the more extroverted nature of Libra, which is an extroverted sign.
Yeah.
ESFJs prefer planned events to open-ended activities or spontaneous get-togethers, and they're happy to host in order to ensure that everything goes smoothly. a little bit of a control factor in there.
I'm like, and my Capricorn placements that love hosting things at my place are feeling seen. Yeah. Yeah.
For many people with the ESFJ personality type, one of life's greatest challenges is accepting that they can't control anyone else's thoughts or behavior, not even those who are nearest and dearest to them. Which, wow, that is very Libra and Capricorn as well. Like, Libra wants, you know, Libra can control or want to control others in their own way, even though they are caring and they do, you know, have a stake in how their loved ones are doing. There's a sense of control. Like if someone is getting out of hand, the image of that person does trigger Libra. And then Capricorn, you know, also has control issues. It's an earth sign. So Virgo too in there.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, this one is like, this is you, but... S, right? Are you an ENFJ? What are you?
No, I'm an ENFP.
ENFP. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, ENFT is not a thing with me. Okay. Strengths. ESFJs have practical skills, a sense of duty. They're loyal, sensitive, and warm. Connecting with others is also a strength. And then weaknesses are, again, the social status seekers, inflexible, vulnerable to criticism, needy, and too selfless. These are just, that's just Libra, Cap, and Virgo, like in a fucking nutshell.
Yeah, but also, I feel like some Cancer came in there more so too, mm-hmm. with like sensitive and warm. Needy. And then also like the needy and too selfless. I mean, that can be Virgo too, but I feel like there was some Cancer Libra thrown in there.
But yeah, I agree. I think those four, like in a little melting pot, is this personality.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. Okay, so we've got two example charts for this. Yay. And I'm really interested. So we have, it's not as obvious as some of the other ones, but I kind of get it now that some of the other personalities that we've looked at with example charts were very clear. This is a very specific type of personality, which makes sense because it was a lower percentage of people. And these are more, you know, we have more population that have these qualities, so we do have a larger variety that make them up. But for our two charts for their top three, we have Marie, who is a Gemini, and she is an Aquarius moon and a Capricorn rising. So we've got earthy air. And then we have Andrew, who is an Aries with an Aries moon and Virgo rising. And so I thought at first, I'm like, what do those things have in common? I mean, we have the earth risings. We've got Capricorn rising, we've got Virgo rising, and we definitely, I mean, those were two of the ones that we're saying in this blend. And the way in which you approach the world, especially like, you know, the first impression people get is, you know, your rising sign and the way that you approach things. So we obviously have that, you know, I am dedicated Virgo and I am ambitious and I have a planned Capricorn. But I was also thinking that, you know, we have earthy, airy that are present in both, because there's the Cancer energy is something that I also noticed in both of them, because for Marie's chart, her seventh house is ruled by Cancer, and then Andrew has a Cancer Mars, and so showing people
not
love
to mention,
and that kind
Marie
of sacrifice.
Also has, like, that Gemini sun is in the fourth house. She's got her sun, her Venus, and Mercury all in the fourth house. That's like very important. Very important placements for being empathetic and caring for others.
Yeah. And then we also, they both surprisingly have Gemini placements that, you know, Marie is a Gemini and Andrew's a Gemini Venus. And I thought that just the way everything that we were just talking about, where we brought in the Libra, I could see the social nature of Gemini, but then the earth placements, grounding it down, how, you know, you mentioned I'm fluttering all around, but I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. There is that, you know, they both of them have that dedicated nature with the earthiness, but then the social fluttering all around with the airiness. But then, you know, it is interesting. We mentioned so much Libra, and it's just, Andrew's got heavy Aries energy, but there's something about it that we mentioned, which, you know, is on the same axis, but there was something to it about the opinionated side and what I want and what I think feels like the Aries fits there too, where it's the feeling thing as opposed to the thinking. But it's like, this is what I would do, so if I don't feel that this is right, how could it be right? You know, with that.
Yeah, it's so interesting that with this personality, it's known for being so selfless. And then here's Andrew with like three planets, right? Like a stellium here in Aries, which is literally the most selfish. I can say that I'm an Aries. Like, we're very focused on ourselves, our survival, our identity. But again, we have these placements in the eighth house. So there is that empathetic nature. Again, there's a more intuitive sense of connecting with others and finding other people to be fascinating.
And then just putting that Virgo rising on it, like the way in which you approach the world is being of service to others. The way in which you being your best you, all of that Aries, being in service to others. You know, if this was a Leo rising, it'd be different with all of that Aries stellium. You know, if it was like, you know, a Sag, like whatever it was, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, if there are any other Virgo risings with Aries placements, I am so fascinated by you guys. Like, having that Aries Virgo blend is so interesting. And then also as a Virgo rising, that Aries is in the eighth house. So there is such a dissolution of ego as a massive theme for those people, which for Andrew is the case too, that even though, yes, he's very ego forward, being in the eighth house, it gets swallowed up, and there's so much, like self-analysis about that ego. And so maybe that's where the selflessness gets compensated, you know, like he compensates for the amount of ego because there's a lot of self-awareness there of that ego being there because of the eighth house placements.
That. Yeah.
I have no personal experience in this whatsoever.
Mimi's lying.
Like, yes, I'm just wise. That didn't come from personal experience. That is so fascinating. I love having the example chart. So if you guys haven't yet and you're part of the fourth umbrella group, which I'm about to pull up, their names are the Explorers. Please go give us your information on the Google form. You can find it on our Instagram at the Stars Made Me podcast. And again, yeah, a nice little recap, like, or not recap, but reminder, go check us out on patreon.com/the stars made us do it. Made me do it. My gosh, Mimi, do you even know the podcast name? The patreon.com/the stars made me do it. Go check it out. It's a lot of fun. You get a cool community, and you know, maybe it's just what you've been looking for.
Yeah, and we've been talking about Myers-Briggs a lot on there too as these episodes have been coming out, and it's really fun to have other people, like, especially because a lot of that group, you know, shares similar Myers-Briggs, and you know, it's nice to connect with people that share similar ideas, but also it's really cool how everybody's coming from a totally different place, and we've just got a really great community. So yeah, definitely check it out. And for all the fellow millennials out there, you got a free trial option. So
we're not only giving millennials free trials. Anyone can have a free trial. You have to prove to us that you're a millennial.
Prove to us you're a millennial. If you're Pluto's in Scorpio, you can have a free trial.
If you
trial.
Ate avocado toast this morning, you get a free trial.
Everybody has a free trial opportunity. We know that we're appealing to the millennials in mass when we say that. I want to say thank you to everybody who has given us such amazing feedback on this series. We've had amazing interaction and connection with people from the just on the Myers-Briggs series in general. It's so fun to put those two things together, to put astrology to another type of personality test. And definitely, if you are thinking about joining Patreon, go ahead and do it and chat with us there. But if not, if you'd like to reach out on Instagram and let us know other types of series that could be interesting to you like this, because we have got really positive feedback from this one, we are open to hearing some suggestions. So definitely let us know.
Yeah.
All right, Mimi, why did we talk about the Sentinels today?
Oh, because the stars made us do it.